One note, Bob, that you sent me ahead of our visit today is, quote, the COVID-19 numbers are bad, really bad.
Yeah, so we're talking on Wednesday, and we came up close to 400 cases that were reported for Tuesday, which is by far the highest number we've seen since July, and the third highest single day total so far in El Paso. This comes after our case numbers shot up above 1,700 for the week last week. So we're back where we were essentially in early August when we were at just coming out of the peak of the prior wave. So things had gotten better here for about 3 weeks, and then that has just stopped and reversed in an unimaginable way. The number of people hospitalized is back above 200 for the first time since mid-August. There are more than 70 people in ICU, which are numbers we haven't seen since the middle of August either. So this is bad, and it's clearly getting worse, right?
And did school children return, or at least some, to the classroom this week?
No. So the school districts kind of backed off of plans to begin bringing some students back, but they're all going to start bringing kids back within 3 weeks or so because of state orders, essentially, unless there's another waiver granted. And as I've mentioned previously with you, we are seeing children making up a higher proportion of these cases in El Paso. We've had a lot of kids have gone back to school to play sports, for example. We're getting daily reports now out of the school district on, or the various school districts on those kids beginning to test positive. So we're in a really precarious state right now, especially with children being prepared to go back to school by the end of the month.
And early voting begins in Texas on Tuesday. You've prepared a voter's guide. What can you tell us about that?
So one of the things that you always hear from voters, and there's a lot of validity to it, is, you know, we have these really long ballots and we just don't know anything about the candidates. And that's especially true with COVID-19 because candidates can't go door to door. There's not as much money in campaigns right now, so there's not a lot of communication going out to voters. So we've put together a voter's guide that will list all of the races in El Paso County. And each of the candidates has been asked to answer 5 questions about the issues. So it'll give voters a real chance to hear the answers of the people who are seeking their votes. And we have some real important elections coming up in El Paso. We're going to elect a mayor, and we're going to elect half of our city council, among other things. So this is a really crucial election in El Paso, and so much attention has been focused on the presidency that we forget that there are other substantive races on there. So we believe our voter's guide can help inform El Pasoans before they go cast their ballot, which starts on Tuesday. Mail voting is already underway in El Paso, as it is in New Mexico. So election season is here.
Oh, yeah. Just a month to go. Less than that, actually, now. So,
yes.
And finally, local journalism has suffered all over the country, and certainly before the pandemic took hold. But you're starting to see some bolstering of local journalism from different sources. Tell us about Microsoft.
Yeah, so I've been in conversations with executives at Microsoft for a couple of months now, along with the El Paso Community Foundation, and they were looking for local communities that they could invest in to try to bolster the local journalism environment. And they looked at 20 to 30 communities, and then they eventually settled on El Paso and 3 other communities across the country. So they'll be making some cash grants to nonprofit news organizations like El Paso Matters, but they're also going to be providing some technology assistance to both nonprofit and for-profit media companies. And as journalism has faced a financial crisis, we haven't kept up with our investment in technology. So having a technological giant like Microsoft coming in and offering this kind of help really bodes well, not just for the news organizations that are serving our communities, but for our communities themselves. And you know, the Microsoft officials recognize how important healthy local journalism is to healthy local communities. So we really appreciate their investment.
All right, Bob, you can find these stories at elpasomatters.org. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much.